hostages is not sufficient. The Americans must be made to suffer. We must humiliate them.
You do not go far enough, General Amin. We must strip their entrails out and drag them from here to Damascus until they include us in the peace process.
No! Nonsense! The solution is not bold enough for Libya. I say, wipe out Washington and New York.
What? And spoil 3 years of good public relations? I have the Americans believing I am a nice guy. In some of their polls, I am more popular than their president.
What do you mean?
Gentlemen, this is getting us nowhere. If we do nothing else this week, we must conceive at least one terrorist act that will show all the world that the United States, the great Satan, is but a paper tiger, a weak nation, of weak people, a people ripe for destruction, cowards no longer willing to fight.
I'm Lieutenant Frank Drebin, police squad. And don't ever let me catch you guys in America. Rising
up. Took my chances. Went the distance. Will to survive.
To have a toga party.
You guys up for a toga party?
Toga! Toga!
Yeah, I think they like the idea, Hoof.
Oh, Otter, please don't do this.
I got news for you, pal. They're gonna nail us no matter what we do. So we might as well have a good time.
Toga! 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 Toga!
beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? The force from the beginning.
I like convertibles, no question.
Look at that Cadillac.
But check out, they got their own chauffeur.
For those guys to be in that Cadillac is like feeding strawberries to pigs.
And there's the gold album right there.
What gold?
Already gone gold.
What gold album?
It hasn't even been released yet, that's gold.
What gold album?
Right there, can't you see?
A gold album of Honky 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 Honk of Love?
Absolutely.
The colonel's in the back, I'm coming to your town. In my pink Cadillac, I'm just a honky-tonk man. Just a honky-tonk
man. Yeah, there they are. Honkets.
I'm just a honky-tonk man. I'm cool, I'm cocky, I'm bad. I'm just a honky-tonk man.
Sentence, but committed no crime, and bad mistakes I've made a few. I've had my share of sandwiches in my bed. Fortune and everything goes well then. I thank you all, but it's been no bed of roses, no pleasure cruise. I consider it a touch before the honeymoon race. We are the champions, my friend.
Someone else. The ad was similar to others.
Yeah, well, give me a number, because I can talk on this phone.
No, forget it.
I've got a message. From May.
Who is this?
She's okay. She wants to meet you.
No, I don't think so. Put Trent on the line.
What did you say?
Trent, he should be standing right next to you. Put him on the line. I want to talk to him. Put him on the line! Hey, Ned, can you hear me? Come on, talk to me. Come on, talk to me, Ned. Your new playmates know what kind of man they're dealing with. Why the agency fired you, huh? They're killing people, pulling the trigger on them is like jerking off for you. Just watching those blood and bodies going through the air is what really gets you off, doesn't it, Ned? Come on, talk to me, Ned. When you crawl into your hole at night, all alone, and you are all alone, aren't you, big guy? Tell me what burns you the most. Losing your job as a CIA attack dog, or knowing that I turned you in, and I'm still alive. Come on, talk to me! You sell your service to the highest bidder, won't you, you stinking maggot? Fuck you, Ray! Fuck you! You killed! Your bombs!
How many? 10, 50, 100 before you lost count? Was your bombs on the bridge in Bogota, your bomb in the cabana. But you're getting sloppy, Ray. You broke your famous code, didn't you? You killed an innocent bystander, Ray. And it's just eating you up inside, isn't it? Well, you were always too fucking sensitive. But guess what? I'm coming, Ray. I'm coming to take all the pain away. I'm gonna fucking cut it right out of you. And I'm gonna close your heart in my hand. I'm right behind you. And I know you. I know you!
You got no mercy. You got no fucking loyalty. And you got no code.
Listen to me, you son of a bitch!
All right, what? Time's up. 58 seconds.
Right! Right! God! Right! God damn it, son of a bitch! I'll fucking kill you! I'll vaporize your ass! What are you looking at? Turn around!
Nobody says a word. Now you tell me that you got a trace. Just tell me.
He jumped off before we locked him.
Okay.
We got a partial trace.
Shut up.
When it happened, something snapped inside, made me want to hide. Didn't want to see anybody. Feeling happy, having a good time.
drive that tanker.
The offer is closed. Too late for deals.
No deals. I want to drive the truck.
Why? Why the big change of heart?
Believe me, I haven't got a choice.
And how do you think you'd do it? I mean, look at you. You couldn't even drive a wheelchair.
You should look at yourself, Max. You're a mess.
Come on, cut the crap. I'm the best chance you've got.
Right, let's get moving.
Thank you.
Hold up on that car wash, gentlemen. Come here, son. Whoops. You look tired, boy.
Rest yourself.
You punks look tuckered out, too. That's an attention getter. Now, a lady in a wedding gown.
Yes, sir.
Get in a car?
Yes, sir.
See who's driving?
No, sir.
License plate?
Yes, sir. Georgia plates. Ban 1. BAN-ONE.
All right. Now, you boys just stay here and watch the car. There might be some vandals around who want to steal something. So you boys just stay here and keep your hands on the car until one of my associates arrive. And don't go home. And don't go to eat. And don't play with yourself. It wouldn't look nice on my highway. Oh, you can think about it, but don't do it.
Hey, man, he's gone. Let's get out of here.
Shit, you know what you want. I'm staying right here.
That's a what, David?
It's like in chess. First, you strategically position your pieces. Then, when the timing's right, you strike. See? They're positioning themselves all over the world, using this one signal to synchronize their efforts. In approximately 6 hours, the signal's gonna disappear and the countdown's gonna be over.
And then what?
Checkmate.
Surviving on the streets, look at me, I'm in tatters,
I'm shattered.
Friends are so alarming, and my lover's never charming. Life's just a cocktail party on the street. Big apple, people dressed in plastic bags, directed traffic, some kind of fashion.
Officials say that most of those arrested with the illegal vegetables are young people. They speculate that growing up in the years since the Great Tomato War, this new generation has no fear of the potential danger involved. It is a danger that
hey,
I remember
Matt,
well.
It was turn the damn channel, will you? There's gotta be something better than this.
Can we change the channel?
Yeah.
This is Full Contact Americans Cup Yacht Racing. Welcome to the smorgasbord of sports, and today, 296, the most exciting event in the world. It's the United States versus England, a rematch of a great rivalry going back some 200 years. today, both boats are being severely tested as both...
Corey, the youth of America. And as it is with other illegal substances, the youth...
Bringing cannons to bear. It's going to be close.
...never seem to learn. Remember, just say...
There's a broadside. Direct hit. You gotta love it.
...to one of society's...
Come on, look, who cares about tomatoes?
The attitude of today's
Listen, son,
American
youth. You weren't there.
Any different than it's ever
we
been.
Let them sneak in now and...
Today, we talked
who knows what it'll lead to?
That guy's right nuts with all that tomato talk. We have...
Not again.
Buddy, back so soon? Strike out already?
You barely get anything out of her besides her name. Would you believe that she's old Gang Green's girlfriend?
Tell me that old Looney Tunes got a girlfriend.
What? Jack, got a girlfriend? Not me, Uncle Wilbur. Gang Green, that nut on the hill.
Gang Green. Bad apple. Never did trust that fellow.
You know, a lot of people thought he must have had more to do with the Great Tomato Uprising than ever came out. Nothing ever proven, though.
But that was a long time ago, boys. Things were different then. Tomatoes were legal. I can find them everywhere.
Thanks, Jack. There he goes again.
Sometimes I sure miss pizza with tomato sauce.
All right, one medium coconut with anchovies and strawberry jam.
Right here.
On you.
Right. I remember the first day they moved into the fields. Nobody really took it seriously then, but before long they were in the suburbs, then into the inner cities. Television stations began to cover, the media made a big deal. First people ignored it, then they got scared. Oh, you should have seen it. They were running everywhere. But some of us were there. We held the line. I remember the day we lost Arkansas. Before you knew it, the war was raging from coast to coast. Seattle fell. Then Boston. Los Angeles. And Baltimore. Soon they even reached New York City itself. They hit us every which way imaginable. On land, underwater, even in the air. It got so bad, the mere mention of the word could cause panic.
Tomato.
Someone was behind all this, but who? Uncle Sam assembled a crack team to find out. There was Greg Colburn, my old buddy and intrepid underwater expert. Sam Smith, master of disguise. And, of course, yours truly, Lieutenant Wilbur Finnegan. You see, the key was music. Music made them grow, and only music can make them shrink. But not just any music. Oh, no. One song in particular. Puberty Love. The worst song ever recorded.
Turn on the record player!
When we blasted it over the stadium loudspeaker, though, boys, I don't mind telling you that nothing ever sounded so wonderfully awful. With the shrinking tomatoes in full retreat, I ordered the charge. And the rest, as they say, is history.
Hello, $1 movie.
Is this a new movie or Attack of the Killer Tomatoes? Looks to me like they just threw a lot of old scenes together to save money. Only an idiot...
Wrong number.
I guess sometimes this all sounds like an old movie. But we squashed the tomatoes and we captured the mastermind. Jim Richardson, the press secretary to the President of the United States himself. The Richardson will be behind bars for a long, long time. And we owe it all to a handful of brave souls and a catchy little tune called Puberty Love.
Just how to look through other people's eyes.
hot pursuit and fiery auto crashes. Some will die in hot pursuit while sifting through my ashes. Some will fall in love with life and drink it from a fountain that is pouring like an avalanche coming down the mountain.
I don't mind the sun sometimes, the images it shows. I can taste you on my lips and smell you in my clothes. Cinnamon and sugary and softly spoken lies. You never know just how you look through other people's eyes.
Another Mikey took a knife while arguing in traffic. Flipper died a natural death, he caught a nasty virus. Then there was the ever-present football player rapist. They were all in love with dying, they were doing it in Texas. Holly caught a bullet, but it only hit his leg. Well, it should have been a better shot, got him in the head. They were all in love with dying, they were drinking from a fountain that was pouring like an avalanche coming down the mountain.
I don't mind the sun sometimes, the images it shows. I can taste you on my lips and smell you in my clothes. Cinnamon and sugary and softly spoken lies. You never know just how you look through other people's eyes.
Coursing through my veins, filling every corner of my being with the desire to do wrong.
I feel so bad, Benson.
Good, good. Yes, it is good. For this is the worst kind of badness that I'm feeling.
Kill me, Master, kill me!
Not now, Benson, we have work to do. No lesser work than the overthrowing of creation itself. We will remake man in our image, not his. We will turn mountains into sea.
And the skies into rivers, and fjords into deserts, and the deserts into quagmires.
The boy's insane. We can't go in there.
Bones.
Basic.
And icebergs into fire.
And the fire into a mighty rushing wind which will cover the face of the earth and wipe clean the scourge of woolly thinking once and for all.
We can make beans into peas.
Oh, Benson. Dear Benson, you are so mercifully free of the ravages of intelligence.
You're safe. Such nice things, Master.
Yes, I know. I'm sorry. Now, Benson, I shall have to turn you into a dog for a while.
Thank you, Master.
Stay, Benson. Guard the man. Robert, we must plan a new world together. This time we'll start it properly. Tell me about computers.
A computer is an automatic electronic apparatus for making calculations.
Let's dance.
pillowcase. This one has a skull, but it don't have a face. These look like the arms of my father, so strong. And the ring on this finger means my grandmother's gone. Some legs in a pile where my sister once played. Has some mud made of blood, and these teeth are decayed. The ear of my brother, the hand of a friend.
The breath of the death is the only sound.